The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.
Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Well, welcome to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne. Our goal here at Healthy Lifestyle is to inspire, educate, empower you to fulfill a healthy emotional, spiritual, and physical life so you can feel empowered to live the life you have always wanted and dreamed. Today on our show, I'm so pleased to have this conversation because we have a lot of stuff going on in the world that's probably not so happy, more so what's going on in our local neighborhoods. But today we're going to talk about family and tradition, and we have the great, wonderful Terry Alfieri. She's a photographer, a design guru, an adventurer. I love that. We'll talk more about that. She has been photographing weddings and families in the tri-state area for the past 13 years. You wouldn't know it by looking at her because she looks like she's five. I'm only kidding. You're beautiful. And Terry's passion of preserving family history is the foundation of the newest venture, which isn't that new, but new enough, called The Album Shop. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you on the show. I love what you do with making albums. I'm a big traditionalist. I love albums. I love pictures. Photographs are things that I save. I know that when my dad passed, the number one request I had to my brothers was, I'd like the photos. You know, I'll scan them, I'll digitize them, but I want the photos because you can never get those back and they just really preserve and represent that you were here, right? So how did you get into doing these photo albums?
So I totally hear what you're saying, by the way. I hear that all the time, you know, family photos and family memories are all that you have.
Yeah.
Especially when someone passes away or even just after important celebrations, you tend to forget about them. But when you look back at the pictures, it just brings everything back to life.
Isn't that amazing how just looking at one picture, like the whole feeling, the smells, the tastes, the music just comes back to you?
You feel it all. Yep. Yeah. 100%. So I got started. I've been shooting ever since I was a kid, you know, taking pictures of my family. And
exquisite pictures, though, if you ever go to the album shop. And you're located where?
I'm in East Islip. And my office is in St. James.
St. James. I went there and your photographs are exquisite. I know that you really don't do that anymore. You really focus on the photo album. But you take exquisite photographs.
Thank you.
Just beautiful.
Thank you so much.
So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
your
story.
No, it's okay.
So go ahead.
Yeah, so I've been taking pictures of my family. I'm the oldest of five, so I've been taking pictures of my siblings throughout the years and, just always being the person that's documenting. I can't say I'm shy, but I like to be behind the scenes, behind the camera, as opposed to in front of it. So always capturing, documenting. I actually have a friend that said that I'm the keeper of memories.
Yeah.
Which is like, was really sweet to say, but it's so true because I was constantly just, I mean, maybe I'm just a hoarder, but I would just constantly be taking everyone's photos, keeping them, categorizing them, keeping photo boxes, memory boxes. It was always so important to me. And when I was a kid, I spent a lot of time with my older relatives and I loved that. And I got to see, or I was, I don't know how to say it. Like I got to be a part of their lives, but only until I was maybe like 12 years old.
Sure.
A lot of my older relatives passed away. So being able to see pictures of them and have those memories was so special.
So I know when my mom and dad would like tell me about Aunt Susie or, you know, we had like very bizarre names in our family. So matter of fact, on my side of the on my mother's side of the family, they didn't call me Lorianne. They called me Christina. And don't ask.
Random.
I was like, what? So since I was little, they would call me Christina and I would answer to Christina because they didn't like the name that my mom chose. So they said, no, she looks like a Christina. We're going to call her Christina. And everybody just did on that side of the family.
Nice.
And it was, let's see, it was Poppy. And then we had just really bizarre names that we would call all the uncles and stuff. But yeah, I would answer to Christina. So, but when mom and dad were showing me pictures and it would remind me of them. And then again, those memories would just flood back in. So without having those, and I was able to capture those, digitize them, and now I'm labeling them in the digital version so that one day my sons could look back at them and actually know who's in the picture.
Right.
You know, so
that's so important.
Yeah.
And it's something that, you know, I'm always nervous to write on the, you know, primary document, as they call it in history. But I started to also digitize all my family memories, categorize them by the years, try to figure out when things, you know, took place. And, you know, it's actually kind of funny because my family, they don't remember any years when anything took place unless there was a wedding or, you know, that's the other thing, you know, that's so important about this is that on the everyday mundane, you know, everyone's just here together. We're kind of guessing the ages of the people in the photos because we don't know when it took place. Right. So that's why another reason I think this is so important to be able to catalog your family history and just know when things took place because it's not a guessing game anymore once you have a book or you have some kind of printed archival form of your family's history.
Yeah. There's something about the traditionalist of having the book and sitting there with the book. It's so different than scrolling through a phone.
Oh my gosh.
And I got thousands of pictures on my phone. I mean, thousands of like over 8,000 pictures on my phone. Someday I have to give some of that up.
And as a photographer, I have over 50,000 photos on my phone.
Oh my gosh.
And as I was talking to my husband about this the other day, and we're like, so what are we going to do when we have kids and we're going to talk about how we met or our adventures, our trips we went on? Are we going to scroll through our phones, 50,000 pictures worth, and be like, you know, scroll past the memes and the recipes and like all the screenshots we took and be like, oh, there's that picture. And then like you zoom it in on your phone, like, and it's only this big, or like, how is that the way we're going to enjoy photos?
Yeah.
And we both feel that it's so important to print our photos. And it's something that's really starting to become lost in, you know, this generation, this day and age.
Yeah.
Is that people, you know, there are companies out there that print photos for you, but it takes an effort. There's even companies that try to take away the hassle and they just pick out photos from your, like, at random from your phone and they print them like that. But I think that there has to be some time that's devoted to this every year because it is something that's so important.
Well, something that I would never have thought. So when things are happening, I had two boys, right? And they're all grown up. And when they were little, I was just like, oh, I'll never forget this. And then now I look back on the pictures and both of my boys are, oddly enough, they're stamps of one another. So when I put their pictures, and I happen to know because I do have some photos, printed photos, because at the time my oldest was born, we still were printing photos. So you actually, you know, would go to the local CVS and pick up your photos.
Yeah.
Which is virtually unheard of these days. But I would put the two of them side by side and it's very difficult to pick out who's who. So now I would think, oh, I'll never forget when this happened, blah, blah, blah. Well, you do, unless you make photo albums.
Right.
So
and my parents do the same thing. They can't even tell the difference between me or my sister, even me or my brother in some of the pictures. I'm like, first of all, how do you not remember? It's because this many years has gone by, you know? I mean, how old are your boys now?
25 and 31.
Oh my gosh. So they were little, and they probably looked so different at the time. And then 31 years go by and you're like, who are these kids?
Yeah. I was like, well, that could be either one of them.
Yeah.
It's
nice you have them printed as well.
I do. I really do. Well, and that's why I love what you do, that it, you bring that back. And it reminds me of a conversation I had with a historian, the Historical Society down in Port Jefferson, on Long Island in New York. They have a bunch of photo albums and they try to preserve photo albums because when you go into a house after you've lost a relative, you know, then you go through the process of eliminating things. And what I was finding in helping people do that, as an advocate, I would go in and the kids would just throw out the pictures.
That's a really sad thing to see.
It is. They didn't know who it was. So they're like, I don't know. And they threw it out.
I've seen that because I also love going to estate sales and I love every part of history. Like I love seeing old typewriters and the way that things used to be made and old vintage everything.
I think it's important, you know, looking at our history and how we've grown. It shows us that we, you know, we might have done things a certain way back then and we've grown to the point where maybe we're doing things a little bit in a more acceptable way or more efficient way and things like that.
Right.
But just like writing a letter is now an art form because everybody shoots off a text or an email. When I get a letter, I got a letter from my mailman the other day because I gave him a holiday present. And I was like so flawed that I got a postcard.
They're like, someone took the time to write this for me.
And he did. And I thank you, Sam, so much for that, by the way.
Shout out to Sam.
Shout out to Sam. He's the man. But so, you know, when you get something like that, a handwritten note, it's the similar thing to getting a photo album of our babies, of our weddings, of those important moments, of our parents, you know, having their 25th anniversary or their 50th anniversary.
Or even just, here's my year in review.
I love the year in review.
I mean, that's something that I've done for years now, since I think the earliest one I have is 2013, but I have so many photos from before I have to go through. But if you make it a habit and it's your annual thing, like maybe you do it in the 2 weeks that your kids have off from school around Christmas time.
As a family event,
yeah,
picking the highlights.
You do it over the first snowstorm of the year. I mean, Everyone's sitting at home bored during quarantine right now. I mean, I can't say bored. I feel like everyone's got a million things to do and they can't leave their house. But if you are bored, it's a great time to just pull out the old photos, sort through them. I actually have, they sell these at Michael's, all these boxes. They're like little 4x6 boxes and they come in like a set of 10.
Yeah.
And you can put labels on them that say, this is from, I write the baby years. This is when we were babies until we went to school. This is from like kindergarten through sixth grade. Right. Here's from this. And then you put all the years, start sorting them. Now you just did step one. Maybe next snowstorm you do step two and you scan them in or you hand them over to someone to help you archive them. You know?
So I have something that's going to kind of make you laugh. So when, again, my dad passed away, my mom passed away 7 years prior to my dad passing away. And my dad has been gone 5 years now. It'll be six this May, unfortunately. But when he passed, I took all the photos. But I also took boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes. Did I mention boxes? Of
boxes?
Yeah, maybe. A couple of slides. I am telling you, in my basement, I have two full 5 shelving units full of boxes of slides.
Wow.
I would love to convert them to digital so that eventually I can go through that sorting process, which we'll get more into in the second half of the show. But I would love to go through the sorting process after I digitize it. But I want to digitize all of them before I get rid of them. But I'd also like to get those two shelving units back. So do you do things like that? Or do you know people who do things like that? Or
yeah, so there's a lot of companies that digitize film, slides, photographs. The only thing that really concerns me is that I am not comfortable shipping that in the mail. I want it to be in person. And because how many packages have gotten lost in the mail? I mean, the mail system has so overloaded over the holidays.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust it. I do scan them in. I have a professional scanner, which I can scan film or slides or photographs. And it's all at a high resolution.
I did not know that.
Yes.
I truly did not know that. Yes, that's a really cool thing.
I bought it specifically in the beginning of the pandemic because I wanted to digitize all my photographs because I just want to have them backed up.
Could you do mine first?
You got it. So, so I can do slides and things like that. But I, again, same with the mail. I don't even trust myself to have them for the whole day. So come hang out with me in St. James. We'll have a cup of coffee. We'll have snacks, and I'll scan them in for you.
I love the coffee and snacks. And thank you, by the way, you brought them today to the studio, the coffee and snacks. You just spoiled me terribly. But I got to tell you, I'd have to move in and stay overnight for like 2 weeks.
You have to divide and conquer. Everyone who has photos knows this is not a project to be done in one day.
I don't want to divide and conquer.
I know.
I just want it done.
So you can, you know, kind of section them off and then make it a project for the month of January. All right, you're going to come. We're going to scan them in and we're going to do something with them.
Okay.
So that's something that I can really help you with.
Okay.
Because let's say you have 100 slides or 500 photographs.
Keep going.
I'm just giving it a ballpark.
Okay.
That's probably not accurate.
It's like thousands.
Thousands. Yeah.
Sorry.
So like,
let's
say you have 100 photos, right? Let's just give a round number. You're not going to print 100 photos and put them in a book and put them on your wall from this one event, unless it's maybe a wedding or something that's like a big family event.
No, I want to scan them all though.
Right, right.
Then I want to take them and find those pictures.
Stuff,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the next part.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
So I am really good at organizing, and even though if you come to my house, you would definitely not think so. No, but I love organizing other people's things.
You do organize. It's just in your own way. So we call that organized chaos. But totally. You really, really know where everything is, and you're
like,
very.
You know when like you go into someone's office and there's like piles of papers everywhere.
I used to have an employer who has since passed, and you would go in his office, and literally, I am not exaggerating. You can ask anybody who was working with me. His office, it was like an embarrassment. I was like, I don't want to bring people in to meet you because it was a pile of paper.
Like a mound.
It was a mound of paper. But I got to tell you, anytime you would say, well, can you find anything in it? And he goes, ask me for something. And he'd be like, phew. And he would pull it right out. And I was like, well, how is that even possible? Because I'm very, you know, in a file, in a folder, in a file cabinet yep. kind of person, or on the computer, on a certain folder, in a certain. And it's just people's minds work like that. You're one of those people.
Yeah, I actually grew up in a chaotic, psychotic mess of a life. And now I have a much more organized life, which, again, hard to believe because I can be like disorganized. But
I have really never seen you disorganized. And I met you at La Tip, a networking event. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen you not organized. You really are organized.
Well, that's good to know. I guess I'm just really hard on myself.
Your album, well, you are. Your albums are just stunningly gorgeous. I mean, and I love the packs, the sets that you put together. Mm-hmm. So then
like
you
volumes.
The volumes, yeah. I couldn't think of that
word.
That's
pretty cool.
The volumes are really cool. So
well, that's what I have. Like even from when I was doing these year annual books that have like 2013 in review, which is literally just my favorite 100 photos from 2013. I have them in stacks of like years, and it's really nice because when I have family over, we just pull them out and we start flipping through and you find like sometimes it's just beautiful nature photos that we've taken on our trips, our adventures. But sometimes it's like, you know, cute pictures of the kids, my nieces and nephews, like all the fun adventures we go on with them. And then sometimes it's the foods that we make and family traditions that come through that in that way. But it is really nice to have those from each year. And what I'm hoping to do is help you and help anyone who wants to create an album or any kind of family legacy books to start with those 100 photographs and then say, okay, like let's make a set that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I can take that 100. I mean, as a wedding photographer, I'll shoot like 5,000 to 7,000 pictures on one wedding day and have to narrow it down to 1,000 of that I give to the couple and then narrow it down to 100 that goes in their album.
Right.
So I'm really good at like figuring out like what makes sense. Let's tell the story. So even if it's, you know, 100 photos from like your dad fishing, let's say, you'd be able to find like, here's a great close up of the fish he caught. Here's a cool picture of the whole scenery here, you know, and piece it together. So it tells a story.
Yeah.
In a cohesive way.
Yeah, and you do tell stories with your photo albums. I noticed that in flipping through it, it was definitely allowed me to actually have an outside view of what transpired that year, of what I was looking at for your life. And I really felt like a little voyeurism, but also I felt like I was part of it because you really do tell that story, and I love it. Because again, when you're sharing it, especially in times like this where, you know, we're housed up and we're going back to those days where we played board games with each other and stuff like that, sitting down in a nice comfy couch and sharing these photos and spending quality time with each other, those photo albums just make the best things. Plus a really great gift, right?
It's an awesome gift.
Yeah, really great gift. I love the year in review.
The year in review is huge.
Yeah.
I feel like even if you're just, you know, the year in review for 2020, this is a year that you're going to want to tell your grandkids about. This is probably one of the craziest years
yeah.
that anyone in the past, I don't know, no one was around for 1917. So anyone since then, you know, you're going to want to tell your kids about this, your grandkids. So to have it in an album, to be able to say, we've never spent more time outdoors in any year of our lives. We took up knitting. We made, you know, we started puzzling, you know,
yeah.
like all these things that like you never would have done. We did a ton of baking. I have friends. How many people have you seen on Facebook that took up sourdough bread
making? Oh my
gosh,
yeah, that and slow cookers. Oh, for God's sakes, you know.
Slow cooking, everything. Yeah. So this really is a unique year, and I'm very excited to make my 2020 in review. I did a lot of hiking. I feel a lot more connected to nature.
Yeah, I think it slowed us down and let us do things that we really have been meaning to do, but we just don't give ourselves the permission to do. And we gave ourselves that permission. And quite frankly, the universe made us give ourselves the permission, which I love when I look back on 2020. People talk about it as if it was a terrible to horrible year. But yes, we had some things to contend with. But I'm so proud at the fact that we can move and be fluid enough that we adjust and adapt. We are adaptable humans. Yeah. And that's a great thing.
And you always want to make
focus
the best
on the joy. Yeah, yeah, focus on the joy.
But I think 2020 really was so disruptive to everyone's lives, but a lot of people made the best of it.
Absolutely.
You know, you figure out ways to create joy in the smallest of ways.
Absolutely.
I joined a book club. I never thought about doing that until now. I read a bunch of books that I never would have done.
I love that. I love
so many things.
Well, you are listening to Healthy Lifestyle with Lori Ann, and we are speaking to Terry from The Album Shop. And we're going to come right back because I want to talk more about what she does, what's so important about albums. You know, what if they don't like albums? We want to talk all about that. I want to go back to, you know, you creating those slides into digital version. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? We will be right back after a few moments. Talk to you soon. Healthy Lifestyle with Lori Ann is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle. I am Lori Ann. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or ideas you'd like to hear more about, please email us at healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com or follow us on social media at Healthy Lifestyle with LA. I'd also like to point out we have a new logo for 2021 and would love your input on whether or not you like our new logo. Oh, we got an okay, a thumbs up from Terry. That's good because she is a design guru. We are here with Terry from The Album Shop, and you are really designy and you do a gazillion different things like I do, but you do them way better. And I love this conversation about making albums and stuff like that. So help me understand the value of print versus digital.
Well, that is a wonderful question.
Thank you very much.
So something that I'm very passionate about is the printed image.
Really? I did not know
did
that.
Did you know?
I did not know that.
Or really any kind of print, like you were saying before, handwritten notes and any kind of like legacy items that are physical, tangible. Things get lost when they're in the cloud. I've actually been a victim to my entire computer being broken. And then I lost all of the photographs from probably about a year and a half. I lost like business photographs, I lost personal photographs, photos of my family. So that was devastating. And yeah. Thank God I did print some of them because I still have them. But this happens to plenty of people. I have a client recently that told me that she lost all of her photographs from like a 2-year period because she thought they were in the cloud and then it was years past and now they're gone.
Oh, no.
So that's just the practical part of it. You know, your actual year's worth of photographs could just be missing. But
you're giving me anxiety.
Yeah, I know. Too much PTSD for me, too. That's why I can't even get the words out of my mouth. Yeah. But yeah, there's just something so different about holding a picture in your hands.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually kind of crazy that there are people that were born after 2000 when we had phones and we had computers and Nintendo DSs, apparently, that had take pictures on them. So they maybe don't know as much about the physical photographs, but
can you imagine, you know, that they don't have the experience in that? And you know, I speak about vibration and energy and things like that. In a physical photograph, the energies come off of that physical photograph as opposed to when it's on digital, when it's on your cell phone, on your computer,
yeah, and things
like that.
Yeah, when you're flipping through.
Yeah, and there's an energetic value to that connection. So you'll find more connectivity when you're flipping through an album than you will flipping through a phone.
Right. And I actually witnessed this firsthand. I have my friend's kids. I had just purchased one of those Fujifilm Polaroid style cameras.
Oh, yeah, I got one of those.
Instax, I think. It's so cool. So I brought it over to her house, and they had only, I didn't know this, but they had only seen pictures on her phone before now.
Yeah.
They were maybe, I don't know, I want to say like 8 years old at the time. And so they were using it, and they saw that the picture came out right away, and they were like, oh my God, this is so cool. Like, I can hold it. These are little kids. So think about, you know, I'm in my 30s. I feel like everybody my age has seen a physical photograph, but these kids are eight.
Yeah.
And maybe six, and they had never really, I mean, they've seen them around the house, but they did not know what that was. And they thought it was the coolest thing. I mean, there's just something so different about holding it in your hands versus flipping through and swiping through. Every photography package that, you know, in my past 10 years as a photographer, I had given with some kind of printed photograph.
Yeah.
I felt like even though having the digital photos and backing them up is so important, there's nothing like printing them.
Yeah.
Me and my husband just got married last year.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And I saw that album. It's quite nice.
It was pretty cool. We eloped, and we have crazy families, so we just wanted to be in nature together. And the first thing I did when I came back is just take every sneak peek photo that the photographer gave me, and I printed them out. We have them in a box. So this is maybe pertaining to your question before about if people don't necessarily like albums. I have a ton of memory boxes around my house. I have little ones from specific events. That's from our elopement. I have a little glass box.
Oh.
And I keep really nice photograph, like my favorite prints from our wedding. I also have our little vow booklets, and I have a necklace that my sister made for our wedding that has our picture in it.
Oh, I love, you know, it's such a lost art, lockets. I love lockets. I've always been enamored with that because it was something that was before my time. Like, I fell in between the locket phase.
Yeah,
I lockets are coming back in. I'm so excited.
They're so hot right now.
They really are.
They and my sister's husband, he makes them in resin. So instead of like a traditional locket, he actually makes them himself by hand. He puts a photograph in, like, I don't really understand exactly how he does it, but it's so cool.
Are they on your marketplace?
No, because they're in California, but
they should be on your marketplace.
They should be.
Yeah, that's
well, I hope when the marketplace expands to other states.
There you go. Marketplace is a website that you put together with local businesses to support local businesses, and there's a bunch of us on that that marketplace that allows you to access various services and products. Yeah. And like,
I mean,
your
so many
album shop.
Yeah, like whenever I would go shopping for the holidays, let's say, it's so much easier to just like walk into a Target and buy everything in one place or go on Amazon. And even though those places are amazing and we love them, it was very difficult to shop locally. I mean, yeah. I went into Sayville this year and I vowed to shop every single purchase. Yep. Was going to be local. I went into like maybe five or six shops. I loved everything, but I could only find things for like two people in all the shops. I spent like 3 hours shopping, and it just shouldn't have to be that difficult. Even though I enjoyed the experience,
right,
it's so nice, you know, to do it online, especially when you're busy and, you know, who has the time to spend 6 hours shopping to only find things for two people?
Right, right.
So I created the marketplace because I want to have a virtual shop down Main Street.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
And, you know, it's just starting and we're just starting to get people involved. But it is something I am doing as a community service. And I hope to get as many people involved as possible to hopefully someday be able to just search for specifically what you're looking for, or people that are specifically in your town, and be able to shop on their websites. Yeah. Really conveniently.
Yeah. And I like to shop locally too. I really encourage everybody to shop locally, to keep those mom and pops in play. That's like the foundation of, it's not like the foundation, it is the foundation of our United States. So you want to shop local, and not that there's anything wrong with shopping online and you know, big box stores and things. That is part of our tapestry, but
yeah,
definitely mom and pop
and
shops.
Place.
Yeah. Yeah. And just like mom and pop shops go back to, you know, the old typewriter type thing, it also goes back to having albums in real life. So why are albums so important? I know why they're so important to you. Why are they so important?
Well, it's easy to think about what we want and what we need, but a lot of times we're not really thinking about our children and what they want and need, or really what they need, which is when we're gone, or when, you know, we're older. And like we said earlier, when your memory is fading because so much has happened since they were little.
Yeah.
To really
that brain
give them
drive
that.
Only can only hold so much stuff, you know?
Right. And even, I know that the second child always gets like, end of the stick, yes, as you say.
Definitely, without a doubt. She cleaned that up for you, Michael. No, I was offense. I was the fourth child, and there's virtually no pictures of me. Like, the first one always gets a ton. The second one gets a little bit more. Three and four, we're out of luck.
Yeah, so I'm very spoiled because I was the first child in my family out of five, and I was the first grandchild out of 20.
Oh, for God's sake.
So there's about a zillion pictures of me. Plus, my grandpa was a photographer, loved taking pictures. There's more pictures than I could ever need of myself, like from when I was just born. So I'm very spoiled. My brother, on the other hand,
I have two.
Well,
two pictures of when I was little.
When you were little?
And I have them framed because I found them. I'm good. Like, I got
make,
it.
Make 1,100 copies of them.
Yeah.
So I shout out to my brother, Steve, because he was the second child. There are still tons of pictures of him, but there weren't nearly as many. And he's always like so upset that he didn't have as many pictures of him. Thank God we do have our phones now, so we can document everything from our entire lives. But having something for your children to show who they are, where they came from, what it was like when they were little. Most parents are exhausted when they have their first and second children.
True.
And all of the children, pretty much.
True.
But that's why I make it really easy. I totally understand how hard it is to be in that position where you have no time and no energy to do anything.
All right, let's talk about this. So what's your process? So I come in, I have a bunch of photographs. I wanna do this. And you keep talking about sorting and all these things. Walk me through what the process looks like when I'm working with the great, best Terry.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so you come and you have your photos already. So maybe you have, it depends on the kind of project you want to do. Do you have pictures from millions of years ago, hundreds of years ago, tens of years ago? Or do you have things that are more current that were taken digitally, whether it's like your wedding photos or your baby pictures or your kids' communion?
A christening, so, a communion, exactly. A birthday party.
And you could have a combination of digital and printed photos.
Right.
Who knows? Whatever you got. We talk, we have a consult, you come in, bring all your stuff. We talk about the kind of projects you want to do. And then I will help you to sort through the pictures. So whether you have physical pictures we can sort through, or what's more common is more digital photos.
So what do you mean by you'll help me walk through or search through? You'll help us search through and sort through. What do you do?
So let's say you have, I just did this project with someone who wanted to do a year in review. Mm-hmm. So you have to have a focus, and I can help you find a focus. But if you want to do a book from every year since your kids were born, that's the focus, but we focus on one at a time.
Right.
But if you just want to say, okay, I want to do 2020 year in review.
Right.
Then I would say to go through your pictures on your phone, or I will help you get on Google Photos, which is something I use all the time to help people sort through their images.
Okay. And what is Google Photos?
Google Photos is free. It comes with your Google account. If you don't have a Google account, you can make one, which is also free.
It's also free, yeah.
Yeah. So what it does is you upload your photos. You can upload them from your phone. You can upload them from your computer. And
are they safe up there?
They are safe up there. And if you are worried, they do give you, I think it's like 2 gigabytes or so of free storage.
Okay.
And they do, I think, shrink the photos down a little bit when they go up there. But you can
lose quality.
You would just a little bit, but not
significant
enough. Okay. But if you could purchase, I think it's like very low cost for the year. I can't remember the price, but if you purchase the membership, you can keep them up there at their full size.
Oh, okay.
And it's very affordable.
Right.
But either way, you could use the free one. No problem. So you keep the photos up there. The thing I love, the feature I love the most about it is that it'll sort them by the facial recognition software. I go up there. And so this happens all the time. So I'm like, it's this person's birthday. Let me go up there. I actually went in and sorted them and put everyone's names in. So like my favorite people, like my parents, siblings, best friends, and all my cousins and aunts and uncles.
Hold on for a second before you finish that thought. So I put it up in Google. It's up in the cloud. It's safe up there, safe as the cloud could be.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have access to it or just me?
No, it's just your account. It's just like your email. Like on Google, they have all those apps.
Right.
So it's like email, Google Drive, where you can keep your documents, Google Photos, you can keep your photos. Very secure, encrypted, I believe. But I've kept things in Google Photos for years now.
Okay, so you do the face recognition, you've labeled all your aunts and...
Label all your people,
yeah.
Right? So now I'm like, it's Aunt Michelle's birthday. I'm going to type in Aunt Michelle. And then it pulls up her face and it pulls up all the photos I've taken of her in the past however many years. And then I just press whatever key it is to download it. And then I make her birthday card with the picture.
Oh my God, that's totally brilliant.
So I love that.
Is Google, what do you call it? Google Photos. Google Photos. Are there other software packages that someone can use if they're not like Google friendly?
That's my go-to.
That's your go-to?
Tons of like different softwares out there for photos, depending on if you have a Mac or a PC, but...
I'm a Mac girl.
Like, if it's free, it's for me, number one.
Yes.
I mean, how can you go wrong? Plus, Google is amazing, and they just do everything right. So,
okay.
I've never found anything that I don't like that Google does.
Okay.
So, there's that. part of the process. So, now you have, like, the facial recognition. Yep. So, let's say, for my wedding, I wanted to send everybody a picture with their thank you card.
Sure.
So I went in and found people based on their face because it was easier than just flipping through the pictures.
Oh my gosh, that's a brilliant idea.
This is really nifty.
Okay, so you sort that way.
You don't have to use the facial recognition for everything, but it definitely is helpful if you're trying to find something. Like I'm like, I know I have this picture with my mother-in-law in it, but I can't find it and I can't remember when I did it. So I'll just search with her face. I know Apple has it on the iPhone, but it's far more sophisticated in Google
yeah.
And it has many more faces that you can add, whereas Apple on the phone at least only has like, I don't know, maybe there's only like 10 people you can have.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so that would be, there's a lot of things involved in the sorting, and I would determine the best way to proceed based on what you're giving me.
Whether you're giving me
like physical, digital, if it's going to be like a year in review or 10 years in review. I did a memory box for my husband for our 10-year anniversary, and I did 10-year dating anniversary.
I was going to say, didn't you just get married
yep.
last week?
No, in the future.
Last year.
So I have pictures from every year, and then I also like interspersed like little like ticket stubs and all sorts of stuff. So we have this box for 10 years, and it has all the things we did or things I could remember that we did.
That's I really love that. It's really touching, and it's not only family history, family memories, but it's also makes for a really good gift and really nice. They're beautiful albums. The quality of the albums are magnificent. Nice thick paper. I love how you can personalize all the albums, and then you can make volumes. And right. You actually have like these sleeves that you put the volumes in, and it holds yep. it together. And
yeah, so you can do an album from every year if you wanted to. You can do something. I'm working with a client right now to do. I think it's the past 5 years of photo shoots and. She's also going to intersperse some family pictures she took with her phone in between. So that'll be her like 2015 through 2020 album. And then she'll have a 2020 through 2025 album. And then
Love
she
it.
Can keep them in the slipcase.
Yeah.
But once we have the photos and they're sorted and we've determined what kind of a project you want to do.
Right.
Then we will take the photos. We'll organize them and design the book. And then you get to make as many revisions as you like. Depending on how you feel about the design, you get to be involved. You don't have to be as involved if you don't want to.
Right, right. There's lots of choices in it. But you also, not only do you do this, but you also work with photographers. And some photographers just like taking pictures and they don't want to do the album part.
Right.
So talk about working with photographers in our last few minutes.
Sure. So being a photographer for so many years... I loved the design process. I loved the behind the scenes. And I do love shooting, but that was more my area of expertise.
Yep.
There are lots of photographers that just want to shoot. They don't want to do accounting. They don't want to design websites. They don't even want to do social media, some of these guys. I mean, they got into this to take pictures. So we are teaming up and partnering up with photographers. So we'll help them to not only design their albums and create their albums, but sell to their clients. So a lot of photographers have given this response that they feel that people just don't want albums anymore. And that's not true. Almost every one of my clients throughout the past 10 years, I would say at least like 70%, 80% of people have wanted or have done an album. And so the photographers that are having difficulty, maybe they're selling outdated products. Maybe they don't have the creativity to design them.
Sure.
Or maybe they're selling things that their clients don't necessarily want. I've had plenty of people come to me over the years because they didn't like what their photographer was selling and they wanted to do one of our albums because their sister or brother had used us in the past.
Right, right, right. So in the last minute, if you were to tell, and you have the opportunity right now to tell our listeners anything you want to tell them about album and the album shop, what would that be?
Oh my goodness, the pressure is on.
TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. So what would that be? Tradition, memories, right?
Well, just that I'd love to work with anyone who wants to create and preserve their family memories. You'll know that it's just as important to me to help you preserve your memories as it would for me to preserve my own, because I feel like it's a very important job and a big responsibility to do.
So, yeah, without a doubt.
Love to help and in any way I can.
And how do they reach you?
You can go on our website, thealbumshop.com, and it's shop with a PPE at the end. Right. And thealbumshop@gmail.com
is how they can email you. So
yes.
That's
and if you
great.
Want to text, yes. It's 631-256-7451.
Excellent. So thank you so much for being on.
I really appreciate it.
This
is so much fun.
Oh my gosh, it is. It really is. It really is. And we have to talk about my slides because you have to alleviate that problem for
so
me.
So many slides. I'm ready for it.
And I really want to thank you for being on. And when you say you really do take it seriously, I do know for a fact that you really do. You're very, very considerate about preserving family memories. And it means sometimes more to you than the people who are coming to you, I've noticed. So it's a beautiful thing. You really love what you do. And I love people who are passionate about what they do. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. This is wonderful. Thanks.
Thank you all for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. My heart is always lifted by sharing this time with you. Be kind to one another, please. That we're all here together in this together. And so we need to be nice to each other. And you know, time is so limited and I really appreciate the time you spend with us. It's really a gift to us. So I appreciate you. In the meantime, thank you so much for being with us. I want to remind you to play a higher role, serve a higher purpose. And as always, thank you for spending time. I'm Lorianne Kasdia. Until next time, show up for you and really show up big.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.